The voters gave a verdict last week where you no longer have overall control of the council.
This is very true. They did that all around the country. The Liberal Democrats were completely, completely annihilated.
But what does it say about your leadership? Is that not a vote of no confidence in what you've been doing?
No, absolutely not. What it is a message that we've got to understand, and we as a Conservative group understand it very, very well, because we are the only party in the country that is offering a referendum on Europe. We understand the message very well. We respect the voters' views, and we will be working to make sure that we listen.
But we're talking about Peterborough City Council, not what's happening in Europe, and the fact that you've lost overall control. Is that not a vote about you, Marco?
Listen, if you want me to continue speaking to you, then you must let me speak. If you want to listen to yourself, you don't need me on the other end of the telephone.
Do you not agree that this vote was about matters to do with Peterborough City Council?
What I'm saying to you is that whilst the vote elected local authority councillors throughout the entire country, the same thing repeated itself. So it's a national issue. That doesn't mean that we locally don't need to listen to the voters, because we absolutely do need to listen to the voters. And we as a party will listen to the voters.
So how will you be doing that? What are you going to change?
What we will do is we will continue to do what is necessary for Peterborough, and that is to deliver good services efficiently, effectively, keep the council taxes as low as we possibly can, and work within our budgets, which is what we've been doing all along. And if you look at the record of our Conservative administration, it is phenomenal. We are outperforming most of the cities in the entire country.